Now, this is one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She has only whispered.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. What a Monday, man. Got a little hoops tonight, closing out the Lakers. Feel like it's probably the most. How in the hell is that number so low? Where do they think?
This is L.A. It was 9.5 on Saturday night.
I know, man. I was shocked.
And this is the crazy part. The Lakers probably played their best ball and lost by 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, dog. In the midway through the thing, we weren't even midway.
Listen, during the first half, I actually thought they were going to get it.
Well, they hit like 11 threes.
I know.
And they were only up two.
Who in the hell made, what was it, 20-some-odd threes the other? Was that Minnesota?
New York.
No, that was New York. Oh, my God. What in the hell happened? That's right.
McBride went 7-4.
The first half. I was sitting there going, am I?
I'm glad you moved on to the real story. The Lakers are not the story. The Knicks are the story right now. They continuously let you down in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and now they're showing up.
Well,
thank you.
They look pretty.
They look like the team that I picked to go to the finals.
Mm-hmm. You're saying, though, that this Knicks team, you thought it was the same Knicks team in the first round against the Hawks?
They ain't dressed up and showed up no different.
Some people said the Hawks would have, almost.
The Hawks was actually a decent matchup. They just weren't
down
talented.
They were playing down to their competition, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Once they picked it up, the Hawks had no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, game four when they went into Atlanta and pimp slapped her.
And sometimes, teams are
ever since then, have they had a game that's been within.
No, they ain't lost.
20.
They ain't lost since game three.
There was one good game, I feel like, with 76ers.
That was game two.
But then that's one. Also the game that we all four of us admitted their legs died.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I was kind of mad they only scored 144 the other day.
And they had like 110 in the end of the three.
They didn't even have to. Like, they could have closed the game out in the third quarter and still win.
Yeah.
Could have just said, you know what, we're not going to score. Let's just play D.
We're just going to chill.
They were up, but God, dog, they were killing them. I have not seen an ass whipping in professional sports like that in basketball.
And for a sweep at that.
I just don't even remember seeing a team come out and shoot like that.
I'll tell you when it got ugly. It didn't happen. It didn't start yesterday. It started Friday night, early second quarter, right when the score was getting into the 30s.
McBride thought he was Steph Curry.
And when the Knicks took the lead, it was done. And then so after that, they ran off Friday night. It was like when I got up yesterday and I looked at the line, whatever it was, let's roll with the Knicks big.
Just missed the sun part. It's done, son.
When Mitchell Robinson posted Joel Embiid.
That was part of the run on Friday. Where it's like, it's
over for them. It's over for them.
Because, see, the legs was already gone, and now stuff's starting to get demoralized. Mm. And yesterday, the demoralization continued.
Only MVP not to get out of the second round, gentlemen. Only MVP in NBA history.
It's also the only MVP that I know that misses as many games as he plays. And, again, he's a freak athlete when he's healthy. It's like, bro.
Well, you're talking about the same dude who missed his first two seasons due to injury.
You can say he was joking or not, but those post-game comments saying maybe Philadelphia was cursed, I didn't kind of care about that. But he said, maybe I'm cursed. Who knows?
Somebody in Cameroon doing voodoo on him.
Yeah, voodoo on him, yeah.
It's in his head. When you say that, that's my point. As an athlete,
well,
you can't allow
Rich,
it to happen. What's in his head, John?
I just read something, though, that him in the front office hadn't been seen eye to eye, and he had a problem
it's
with the Jerry McCain trade.
It's in his head.
Well, I think the front reason, especially why you saw a whole lot of that New York influence in Philadelphia over the weekend, a lot of the Philadelphia fans are really pissed off at Daryl Morey in the front office.
Yeah, they tapped out. That's what they were.
Over the McCain, those the McCain seats, trade.
The
won.
Knicks taking over the entire, what is it, the Spectre or whatever. Tapped out.
Right. Dude, sell your tickets. You just paid for your next season tickets.
Yep, that's exactly what they did.
Wow, you know, and it's like.
Tracy McGrady was there.
They're doing
a lot better since he got hit by that car, bro.
They feeling that same frustration that the people in Houston felt about Daryl Morey after a while.
If you're a historian of the game, it looks like Charles Barkley's exit. Yes, he was beloved. Yes, he was great. But sometimes it's time to go. The thing about it is he has an MVP before Charles left. Charles got his in Phoenix after he left.
Speaking of that, I thought Draymond Green was going to get punched in the face by Charles Barkley when he called Charles fat.
He should have.
And he should have.
Charles Barkley's soft.
Oh, he just old now. That's all.
He was like that in his prime in the league. Charles Barkley soft now.
He just old now, Jared. That's all.
People give Draymond a lot of flack on that, but I'm like, okay, this one is just Draymond responding to the years of trolling that Chuck was going back with him with the triple single
But the thing, right, I'm with John on this. This is a new station, a new audience. This is ESPN. Keep that in your back pocket, player.
Keep that on your podcast.
Yeah, keep that on your podcast, John. Yeah. I'm with you, John.
I was like, whoa. I honestly was like, damn, I can't believe somebody ain't whipping that ass.
Yeah, did y'all see that the Nuggets front office, they were like, we're looking to make some moves, but Jokic is off the table.
Yeah, of course.
So somebody was like, they think Murray going
to
get traded.
Yeah, that has to be Murray. That's Murray.
Well, they feel like that their time.
There's also Gordon who's been injured. So that's the entire deal. You do not get rid of him. That's a three-time MVP. You build around him. Blow everything else up.
If you were going to trade anybody for Cam Johnson, you should have traded Aaron Gordon, the unhealthy self, for Cam Johnson. Because they need Michael
Denver
Porter
lately?
Jr. more.
Have you flown into Denver lately? You. Hmm? Jared, you flown to Denver before?
I've only been to Denver once, and I had a layover.
Every corner there's a pot factory.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know they the capital, almost the capital for.
You know, after the fourth member of the Beastie Boys won a championship with the Serbian Nightmare.
It would be Mike Malone.
How about saying the Beastie Boys only had three?
He's already referred to Mike Malone as the fourth
member of the Beastie Boys. Dude, he's such a pimp, dog. Are you kidding me? Just give him a hat backwards out of the championship. He was like, I was ready to come out there and drop, man, I don't even know. I was ready for him to stick his you-know-what in the mashed potatoes.
And he coaching UNC now, I heard.
Yeah, it's going to be dope, I think.
They're saying he's going to have the Carolina team on that goodie, too.
But you got an injured Aaron Gordon this year. You didn't have a Michael Porter Jr. to hit three. Christian Braun's playing insane minutes. You don't have a point guard that's got any height and can defend anybody in Jamal Murray, and he couldn't hit the broads out of a barn during this postseason. Like, it was literally everything was run through. Yoga. And let me tell you something, man. That dude don't even like basketball that much. He'd rather ride a horse. I ain't talking about a Kardashian, a real horse.
You need to put Murray beside a point guard or another guard, then they can be like thing one and thing two from Cat in the Hat.
Time to redo it. That's all it is.
Which one of us you gonna hold?
It happens. At least they didn't wait six whole years after they won to finally make it. They kinda got forced to do it a little faster.
You mean like Milwaukee? Oh, okay.
Or like Golden State for that matter. Who still ain't, and they got signed up for another 2 years.
They got four chips.
Yeah, they got four. I'm with John. No, they not in the same boat.
LeBron only got four chips.
They got four, but we know they ain't going back no time soon.
Because they're old, So therefore, I don't include them.
I don't knock them for it. Like, you got
Clay with his rapper girlfriend and stuff. That's old. That iteration.
It's not a knock, but at the same time, sometimes people hang on to what they did for too long, you know? Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's such BS, man. He only really has three because that damn bubble wrap thing.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Put him in a stupid-ass hotel.
I got to give him credit. It's like AAU ball, man. And once you got the top of the top with no distractions it's hard to guard, folks. With no distraction. Everybody's like, that was easy. They ain't got no fans distracting them. The depth of perception of the basketball goal is. I was like, well, if you take away the depth of possession, it's harder to guard.
even if it's easier to make points now.
Yeah.
You look at Terrence Mann from the Clippers. He turned up in a bubble. Yeah, you look at T.J. Warren. He turned up in a bubble. Jamal Murray turned up in a bubble.
Anthony
Damian
Davis.
Lillard turned up in a bubble. It was hard to guard people in the
injured.
Bubble because it was like AAU basketball.
T.J. Warren went back to Clemson. He was getting 25-30 a night in the bubble. Like, yo, where this come from?
If I say Mickey Mouse ring, the ring don't count, I'd never listen to it. That ring count.
Because, see, on the flip of that, John won't like this one, but it's like you take LeBron, who been playing in front of 2,000-3,000 people since he was 13 years old.
Right.
And
Isolate him.
That's a whole different mentality. But he stayed locked in, which is you got to give him his props for. And he kept his crew in check,
right,
too. Because that one game against Miami in the finals where Miami was storming back, LeBron called a timeout.
And that's what I said. That's what I said. I said if Miami won that Jimmy Butler meme wouldn't have been a meme of making fun of him. They would have been like, oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler, him.
Is him for real, him.
And they would have counted the ring. That's why I was like, nah, it count for LeBron. Because they was what, first and second seed before they even shut down the league because of COVID.
And even on the sports side, it's like, why y'all only do that with the NBA? I don't talk about the Super Bowl not having no fans when Tampa won in Tampa.
And we got cheated that year because we that no call flat that no call pass interference against
being
the Saints.
Played in Dallas.
We was gonna win the Super Bowl that year.
We don't talk about the World Series being played in Dallas and the Rangers not being in it. It was two alternative squads, not from Texas.
Damn, man, there's been a few times. I mean, from when Brett Favre,
yeah,
like what he did when he was down there, and they like absolutely killed him with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's been something. And then, you, like you said, your poor Saints.
Yeah, we was going to win the Super Bowl that year. They did that. They didn't call that for Tom Brady.
Tom
Brady came to the NFC South, and we was going to tear them up.
Where the fans said they were about to sue.
I think, yeah, when they didn't call
when
that
they
no
didn't call that pass interference.
That no call pass interference.
I remember one of my guys at one of my old places of employment tried to argue me that they really were going to sue the NFL. I said,
you can't sue
for
them.
What?
For a missed call.
For a missed call.
You better
I hit them with
pocket,
the paid fool. Mm-hmm. They miss calls every day, B.
Look.
You know, it is what it is. What, you realize how much money they would have to take to restart that? They're not finna do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not finna happen. Game on, game over. We move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is.
But I saw a clip of a ref telling the ref that was about to throw the flag, don't throw it.
That is a robbery, though.
That was robbery.
They robbed it. They wanted Tom Brady to go out with a ring on another team after being traded from the Patriots.
No, he was still a Patriot that year.
2019?
Damn,
no. That was
his last Patriot Super Bowl. The year that they beat the Rams, when the Rams beat the Saints, that was his last Patriots Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that day.
In 2020.
Okay. I don't argue with historians. I'm sitting here going, I'm half stupid. 2019, actually, you know what? Google machine said you're right.
19 was KC.
You're right.
That was the year KC came back from 10 down on
and it was 2020 when Brady went down.
Won, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they
and they
Kansas
won the
City
damn Super Bowl that year.
In Tampa. With minimal fans.
Oh, my God. 2019. Was that Jameis Winston's last year in Tampa?
Yep.
When he threw like 30.
30-30.
Yep. Like when he dude, he threw 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
He came to the Saints.
That's right, yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Jameis Winston's still one of the best teammates in the world.
Jameis was like all-time quarterback in the satellite that year. He's throwing football to everybody.
You see this? This is my favorite Jameis Winston. He grabbed the W and he bit it. We're going to eat that.
Are y'all aware of his new job? Football of anybody. Because Jameis put it out there, somebody going to catch that job.
J.M., you aware of his new job for the summer?
He is with
World Cup analyst.
Yeah, he's
Jameis
a World
Winston.
Cup analyst. I did see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do they know the World Cup is soccer?
Yeah. They just need a
Come
personality,
on, John, yeah,
baby.
Oh, yeah. John, he's going to be so excited and not know what the hell he's talking about. Like, nobody's going to love him more
if
than
If you could have seen the feet, their feet. Like, man, they don't look pretty when they take off their shoes, but their feet are so good.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Ugly feet can do good things.
Because the Lord gave them those feet, and they're going to score. Like, that's him.
Winston kind of, his personality kind of give me a much more reserved Cam Newton.
No, dude, he more like, honest to God.
He more dressed like Cam.
Yeah. I'm talking about like how they mannerisms.
Yeah, I see
they mannerisms. That's all I'm saying. They mannerisms.
I can see that.
Aren't they both Heisman winning guys?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Both of them are great sense of humor, personality, national the whole championship deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I could see Jameis Winston would be like a dude, like Tammy Faye Baker got knocked up by homie. And Jameis Winston is the son. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be classic, though. Shout out to Tammy Faye Baker and all her makeup.
But I didn't see that, man, because he, you know, the, just, oh, never mind. Y'all, he has no idea who the hell I'm talking about, dude.
He might like the Tammy Faye and Jim Baker story. That's kind of wild. A televangelist but got caught with a secretary in bed in the 80s.
Man, how much money you think they got back today for that?
Well, televangelist, this is why.
I'm trying to think.
This is why religion is one of the oldest professions.
Holy moly. She made she was worth $125 million?
Tammy Faye?
Bro, how come she couldn't get a makeup artist?
She let her tell it, John, she don't wear makeup. I've heard her say this before.
Wow. I don't even know how I got here. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Jameis Winston. He said, man, when he even stole them crab legs, he felt so bad. He's like, if I had my mom's big old butt and bosoms, I could have hit him easier.
That wasn't no steal, man, for James. James got hooked up.
Yeah, he was just walking out.
they put them just on the counter for James to go ahead and run that sweep.
Supermarket sweep, dog. That was the game back then. We were talking a little bit. I got off on football for a minute. My bad. Before I jump back off, back in. I'm jumping off the football for just 1 minute. And I wanted to head over back to the NBA. Because, again, big deal with Grizzlies getting the number 3 overall pick. What are they going to now do with Ja? What are they now going to do? Who do they want? Who's going to fall to them? Is DeBonta, Peterson, definitely 1 and 2? Like, is it going to be a pick between Caleb Wilson? Is it going to be a pick between Cam Boozer?
Don't y'all feel like that this Grizzlies organization is starting to become very unseasoned? Like, we don't have no flow, no flavor, no. It's just.
I would rather, like send the front office, send Rob Fisher, send Brevin Knight, and go ahead and send Vernon's ass up there. I don't give a damn. Hey. Seems like they know much more than the damn ass. Never mind. They never gonna. I can't believe they still leave me a media credential.
It just feel bland, man. It feel like Piccadilly. Oh, I'm not a fan of Piccadilly.
Me neither, bro. I don't understand why my grandmother every year on her birthday had me take her there. Like that one down the street that used to be by Platinum's closed now. Do you know that?
Yeah. Well, she was a rewards member, dog. You know, they got points.
Every birthday, bro. I want 2 pieces of pie.
It was that strawberry cheesecake. Yeah.
And she had to get some of that apple with ice cream.
D is a fan.
I know, I could tell. Man's eating, what's it, Carmen? Strawberry steak.
You know, Fazoli's on Riverdale, they turned that into a Piccadilly to go.
What's a Fazoli's?
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of Fazoli's? It's an Italian fast food joint. Pretty good.
In front of the restaurant that had the tomato as the logo in front of the Cross Creek.
Oh, the joint that was over off of Winchester?
Riverdale.
Yeah, man.
They closed that down and turned it into a Piccadilly to go.
Because that street used to be dope, by the way, back
then. No, on that same street.
I used to live off cobblestone. We used to tear that place up.
Yeah, right there where the Joe's Craft Shack used to be.
Yeah. Damn, man.
They changed everything. They tore that down and turned it into a Piccadilly to go.
Cold-blooded.
Oh, man, yeah, that area was so bumping. It's like people like that are young.
Before the tornado, a lot of economic value
just
in there.
Dropped. I used to stay
on cobblestone.
Man, dude, right there, Riverdale cobblestone like that. That was my area. Uria. I mean, are you kidding me? We think I have Ridge. Plus, you know I don't drive in Germantown, Barlet, Carville, or anything out that way. Arlington. I'm scared of Northern Mississippi, damn it. I get to the damn edge and stop and let Chaz get in the driver's seat.
Hey, we love Terry Davis, but do we agree with Terry Davis? Y'all didn't give me y'all's answer about the number 3 pick. Terry
I don't
Davis
think I'm smart enough in this situation, to be honest with you.
I mean,
you.
It's early.
Here's what I'm trying
you
to say.
Abstain, too.
What I mean is I got people who actually, I think, 3 guys who know ball better than me, so I almost want to shut up on this one after I throw it out there. I honestly, if you keep Ja, I don't see a problem with either
He's under contract till next year.
With Boozer or Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Me neither. A 6'9". I don't even six, if you don't keep six, John. You get Jones. A 6'9" guy with Boozer that's a better scorer. That he averaged more than Wilson this year. And an
athletic freak
right.
in Wilson.
Right.
By the way,
6'10". Is an athletic.
A freak.
6'10", 2'10".
And the injuries with the hand is not a leg, it's not a calf, a foot, an ankle. It's right. in hand. It's
bro, I broke my hand so many times. Are you kidding me? And I still can work this joint.
I broke his hand.
I jammed my wrist.
Dude,
teaching.
Since you've known me, I broke my hand, haven't I? My wrist.
I jammed my wrist teaching. I punched the wall so hard. I
think my hand would be hard for about so 2-3 weeks.
Man, bro broke his hand. Duncan getting ready for Duke. I ain't mad at that.
Zach Edey stays healthy. That's a playoff roster, y'all.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We need to bring in one of those two forwards.
Who's your two guard, though? Like, y'all just gave me four players.
Dude, Wells.
Ah, what am I doing? Come on, John. I'm tripping. Still, I'm sorry.
Wells that small forward for us, though.
Man, okay, Coward. I don't give a damn.
Coward.
I'm saying they're interchangeable. Right. They play a 2-3 combo position.
John, I totally forgot. I had a John Hart moment.
You still got Coward.
Oh, man, you smoked that.
G.G. Jackson.
You still got
oh, my God. You know what? Y'all are right.
Pip come back next year. Yeah, we got guards.
So you got players.
Did we
man.
Say
you
Ty Jerome and his 20 points a game?
Ty Jerome.
Jerome still there. You just lighting the ass up front.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, let's do it. All right, y'all got me excited again. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You can get some ass quickly around Memphis, Tennessee, dude.
It's true.
I mean, there's places to eat that'll put a little bit of junk inside that trunk. I'm going to give you love drunk. You know what I mean? Like, how many places are there to eat?
It's Memphis, man.
When you get a Q, you can get like a fried pork chop sandwich. Ain't that what I eat?
Dude. You can go to Tim's Chicken, no Perkins, and get a Philly, some fries, and some wings.
Got me hungry now. Speaking of that, once you get full up and everything is looking Gucci, the cool thing, too, is everywhere in Memphis. Like, I love living in Memphis. I found out, did you know in New York, they put like this crazy tax? Like, so if I bought a bottle of Tito's in New York, it's like 50% tax.
Your tourist tax, right? Know what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? But I can go right down to any freaking liquor store and get a full handle of the number one spirit in America for $33.99 at the max. And again, it is gluten-free. It is 6 times distilled before they still it in classic copper pots, which is the old school meth, and they do it small batch. That's why it's got such a great flavor. It's slightly sweet, has a black pepper note. It balances everything out. It's USA vodka, baby. So Tito Beverage was a little guy, and he watched Rocky Balboa knock out Drago, and he thought it was real like I did. And he said, Yatiba, and they thought he was saying Tito's. Make it. Come on, Tito Beverage. Make the best vodka in the world. We ain't drinking that potato-ass vodka. We ain't drinking your broke-back mountain vodka, smearing off Stoli. Can't even say ish. No, it's Tito's. Because, man, when Rocky knocked out Drago, Tito's was developed. And that's why everybody, when they say, Adrian! They're singing, I can't wait for a Tito's. Oh.
Found out the 76ers were drinking it.
The 76ers look like they didn't give up. By the way, 76er fans were at home drinking because New York gave everybody $200,000 for their tickets.
Four were drinking no Tito, four were drinking Everclear.
They had some absent before they played that game.
The boy had some wet winners.
Dude, absent, you know what that is?
Playoff P was not in the building.
Hey, I'm still high that dude, man. Dude was cooking in the first quarter and a half, right, and didn't drop another bucket.
I saw a meme. On, they turned Tyrese Maxey into the streamer. Kassa not talking about that's who was on the floor with Embiid.
I think the next one after that, they turned George into Osama Bin Laden. I was like, what is going on?
They just didn't have no more legs, man. They was already playing 7D.
Yeah.
Ain't got no bodies. And
it's time
much.
To turn the page. But Philly's one of those teams. It's like what the Pittsburgh Steelers said they're not going to do in rebuild. They're not going to try to rebuild. They'll bring Embiid back. He'll play 42 games again, and they'll run it back. So, yeah.
Dude, my man's got me thinking about when I had found a 180-year-old bottle of absinthe with all kinds of, like, bad stuff in it. And we, like, went out there. And, like, we didn't even have, like, internet back there. We just knew because we were little stony MacGyvers. Poured that stuff in a glass, put that sugar cube on top of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. And then the spoon and the slow drip, bro, with the ice coming down. It dissolves in the absinthe. Drink that stuff, son. Let me just tell you something. Give me back my son. That's exactly what Mel Gibson did right before he said that. Give me back my son! absence. I ain't even thought about that in a long time. They don't even make that stuff no more, do they?
I don't think so.
There ain't no way.
I think it's black market, no.
Dude, I don't even know if you can get that stuff no more.
Kind of like ether, you know, with the wrestling Jay Hammer. But he got the ether on the towel. It's like, no.
I think you can buy it anymore.
With the ether, don't be nothing but like rubbing alcohol.
Man, that stuff was made with opium seeds. It had to knock you out, though, dog.
That cloth get on your face, you out. you out, baby.
Dude, did you know that there was a point in just – thank you, Texter. There was a point when wood verb absence was actually worth more than gold in weight. Boy, people like to get high back in the 1800s, didn't they?
Deep thoughts with John Harden. They'd be listening.
Yeah, dude, 100 milligrams of that absence back then was worth more than 100 milligrams of gold. Mm. Do y'all want to know what the most expensive thing – like actually the most – this is something I don't even know, man. It was Discovery Channel. You think they write? Or you think they lie?
I mean, they ain't going to. No, Discovery ain't going to.
They got, oh, they got a song
name. It's Me and You, Baby, Ain't Nothing But Mammals. Like Discovery Channel. Come on. We believe everything on Discovery
you
Channel.
You went back with that one, bro.
All right. Do you know what the rarest material in the entire, not United States, not in the world, in the effing universe is?
Amethyst?
No, wood. They have never found wood anywhere else, period, in the discussion. In fact, wood is the rarest material in the known universe, period, in the discussion. Yet, bro, I get wood every morning, and nobody gives me no money for it.
Like, well, you ain't going to the right places. I just somebody give you money for that.
No, I ain't going to see Chud the Builder, okay? Definitely not doing that.
What did we sign up for today, fellas?
I just know one thing. This cosmic scarcity of wood makes me want to like go to like Home Depot and grab some and then start telling everybody how scarce it is. Think that? I mean, as young people are so dumb, I could probably sell that and tell them.
Good.
Right. Selling wood to wood grills.
Dude, a wood grill. That's what did George Washington have a wood grill back then?
Nah, his teeth were made from slaves he owned.
Oh, he had his old teeth from them?
Yeah, his dentures were made from slave teeth.
Oh, my God.
The things you learn on Happy Hour.
Like, were they the ones that were, like, lost as baby teeth? Or is this, like, a yanking?
He yanked out full-grown slave teeth.
Grateful to be born in... When was I born? 70? When was I born? 78! Woof. Glad I'm an engine, too. Back in two shakes. George Washington. Like, when he the first...
What a life. What like, a life he had.
He was a big dude, by the way. Do you know that?
George Washington?
Yeah, they said he was a monster. They said, like, back then he was, like, the biggest dude on planet Earth or something. Like, not literally, but they said he was such a tall dude. Because, you know, that everybody was small back then.
George Foreman was big. Right?
So you're trying to tell me that George Washington was a stretch three?
Man, I'm trying to figure... I think he was a center. I'm trying to make George Washington... If they had basketball back then...
I know Abe Lincoln was about 6'6 for show. So.
Yeah, but you could tell he wasn't very athletic.
Nah, I mean, he probably had a good set jumper.
Damn, bro. He was only 6'2.
He probably could dunk. He probably was
but the up. Average person in America at that time was 5'5.5.
George Washington probably was getting up like Mac McClung.
Hey, bro, man, so everybody was as short as Darian?
I was thinking that, too. I was like, I couldn't be.
You
could have
been a big guy back then.
But George Washington take you in pickleball, too.
I was about to say, I mean, because considering now the average height for a man is 5'8", he definitely was tall for his size back then.
Yeah, he was dunking, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Who the hell was the tallest president? I know it wasn't the dude in the wheelchair.
I think it may have been Abe.
Who?
It may have been Lincoln.
How tall Bill Clinton?
Damn, bro! Man, Bill's taller on his back, man. When a co-ed walked through. Abraham Lincoln was 6'4". He is the tallest president.
There you go.
LBJ, 6'3 and a half.
He's about 6'2", 6'3".
DT, 6'3". Thomas Jefferson, 6'2 and a half. And Bill Clinton, Slick Willie, 6'2 and a half.
DT built like a golden girl, though. He built like Blanche from the Golden Girls.
Which one's Blanche? And is she the one that was good looking, though?
No, that's B. Arthur.
No, you talking about Blanche. No, B. Arthur.
Blanche
Dorothy.
Was the young one.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, tall Dorothy.
Blanche was the one you talking about. Yeah, Dorothy is the one I'm talking about.
Blanche was auntie, man.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Do y'all want to know something crazy? You know who the shortest person was? James Madison at 5'4".
Tennessee.
Damn. There was a bunch of little bitty ones. So how tall was the dude in the wheelchair?
No, that's Andrew Jackson. That's Tennessee. That's my bad.
Who, FDR?
Who's the one in the wheelchair?
FDR, Theodore.
Yeah, one of the damn Roosevelts or something like that. There was Teddy and Theodore, and I can't remember which one was the wheelchair. Was the other. Franklin or something.
Franklin was the one that got us through all the war wars.
Franklin the one on the dime.
Bro, who has seen a dime lately, man? Y'all seen a dime lately?
Can't buy now.
I ain't seen no pennies.
I ain't seen pennies or a dime.
Can't buy now.
I ain't seen that.
You can't even give cash to half the places.
What kind of dimes are you talking about here, John?
I was talking about actually the real ones.
Okay,
not the like a dime bag.
Yeah, you're not talking about an eighth.
Dude, they don't even sell a dime bag anymore. Like, you got to buy like 3.5 grams if you're going to get anything.
Or a dime that's top of the line.
This is true.
I mean, you can get individual Lucy's over at Coach Dispensary in Steele, Missouri, where you buy, like, you know, a big old fat.
They got Lucy's?
They got Lucy's.
They
buy
right with me.
Yeah, they got Lucy's. By the way, they got one thing. They got a joint over there. I'm not joking with you. It's $50.
It better be worth it.
It is big.
Yeah, it's a good word.
It is filled with hash.
Oh, it's good.
Wrapped in, like, 2.5 grams of the best flour. Then it's rolled in keef. And then has THC diamonds around the joint. Let me just tell you something. Did I not show that thing to you?
By MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Man, we got some badass engineers up in this joint. Little Stoney MacGyver's running around this head.
Quick on their feet.
Had like an idiot run into a transformer, knock the light out, knock our power out.
That was early this morning, too.
Yeah, but that's the reason it knocked it out.
Still affecting throughout the rest of the day.
Yep, glad thing I don't have to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't my fault. I didn't do that. It kind of feels like, though, right now when I look at Caleb Wilson, I'm struggling because I am a prisoner of the moment in anything I read or a video that I watch, and I fall in love with people very quickly. And I will tell you, I watched his little workout video. Did you see the one recently that's been popping all over the X and stuff?
No, but I did watch his season. Please tell me what you're struggling with. Please.
He looks like either he could be a Kevin Garnett or a Giannis, and I can't tell which one.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing. That's what
great
I'm wondering.
Thing. Okay,
do
okay.
I want a Cam Boozer who doesn't have the athleticism?
I thought you were saying struggling in a bad way. My bad.
Who is going to be a hell of an NBA player, but dude, like KG and Giannis are different levels of athletes. Cam Boozer is a hell of an athlete, don't get me wrong.
Is that kid a killer?
He's Paul Millsap. It just hit me.
Mm. Is that kid a killer?
I don't know.
Paul Millsap, all-star, may not change the world, but he's going to give you 25 one season.
And he played for the Jazz.
He played for the Jazz.
I mean, he's 19 years old. He's a baby. He's 6'10"
We're talking about a kid with a legit NBA pedigree. To
yeah, he's a professional. Oh, no, he's an absolute NBA professional.
His dad was an all-star.
Y'all didn't see that damn workout I know his people dropped the other day? Go over to whatever and just do Caleb Wilson. I guarantee it's going to be the first thing that pops up.
Is it a workout video?
I mean, it was one of those workout videos that, back in the day you would watch Terrell Owens sitting out there with all the people interviewing him. He'd be on the cheapest bench thing that you ever seen in your life, by the way. I'm like, where the hell did they find this cheap-ass bitch doing his thing?
This your arrogant-ass hoops historian going to say this. Hey, workout tapes don't win championships, man.
But I agree. But I will say,
I know the cat can ball, though.
The
you know?
Physical attributes that you just see, like in the fact that he's such a baby.
Yeah, 16, 19.
And let's not forget, man, this dude doesn't just have athleticism. He actually has a jump shot. Mm. You see it?
All right.
Yes.
Now, full disclosure, Judge.
Thank you. He watched it. Man, I didn't know his handles were that well, number
full
one.
Full disclosure, it looked like he's going against Drewski. Like,
I mean, it's a.
You an a-hole.
AR at Sports Academy Gym. He is by far the only professional in this gym.
It's a draft workout, you know.
Well, you look good in it.
His handle for him to be that tall.
That's what I didn't know.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Looking at this, I think I'd rather us get Caleb Wilson than Campbell.
You're going to have to do some waiting on him. You're going to have to wait on him to fill out. You're going to have to wait on him to develop.
I don't know if you know this. We waited on Zach to just play one damn game last year.
I'm with you, John. But with Boozer, I think you're getting in his first year, you're getting 18-6 in his first year.
The thing is, though, do we think that in a year we can compete for a championship when you got OKC, who looked like they're the nastiest thing, when you got Wimby and all them? Or if you got like a Caleb Wilson, who you think maybe one day could stretch out there and guard Victor Wembanyama?
It's almost blasphemy.
I'm just saying. I know Cam Boozer sure as hell can't do it at 6'9".
Who the hell is guarding Victor Wembanyama in this league?
Well, see,
John,
that's the thing I don't know yet. But
and then OKC has a lottery pick, John. For the next 5 years, they have about 12 or 13 first-round picks. This is like they are – we shouldn't speak on them. Can we not talk about them on the show?
Because it's like
– Can we just not talk about OKC?
We are a long way away from being able to compete with that. And not just Memphis. A lot of
folks. The
whole
NBA. Because
they have enough to get Giannis, John. Think how ridiculous that would be.
How ridiculous is it they have Dylan Harper, who's backing up De'Aaron Fox?
They're awesome. Their backcourt is solid.
How crazy is it that Stephon Castle comes out and plays the way he plays this year? Just straight up, hey, man, it was cool at UConn, man. Let me just show you what I can do in San Antonio.
You got Vassell. You got Keldon Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Devin Vassell.
How crazy is it?
Champagne, the Champagne twin.
How crazy is it that the Oklahoma City Thunder got the 12th pick?
Champagne?
Right, I see that. They still got a lottery pick.
Oklahoma City has
Miller High Life.
The Oklahoma City have the 12th pick.
Still fell into the lottery.
They are still in the lottery. How the hell we finna compete with any of that?
Well, that's Sam Presti who fleeced the whole NBA for a decade. Can't blame – only people you can blame is the rest of the stupid-ass general managers and owners.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to the Paul George trade to the Clippers, and you look like, damn, man, you talk about a fleece.
But here's the trip part. I understood why they did it.
Well, I mean, the Clippers, I didn't understand why they did it.
It made sense at the time. You got a prime Paul George, and you pairing him with Kawhi. Fresh off a championship, both going back home to L.A. It just didn't work out.
Both as fragile as Mr. Glass.
It just didn't work out.
Neither one of them has Kim Kardashian's ass.
Paul tore his knee up on rookie money. Paul tore his knee up. He was still on a rookie contract when that happened.
Oh, my God, the injury. We're talking about when they had that funky old goal
when he ran into the stand.
Yeah, that was I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, he broke it.
It was nasty.
He was still on rookie money. He came back early off that. Kawhi, who has never played 82 games in his entire career, they took a gamble on it. It just didn't work. So, in the end, it's going to look like, of course, they got fleeced. You know? But here's what's fun part about that. The Thunder got a championship out of it. We all acknowledge that. The Clippers, they got to a conference final, which they never got to before from off their trade. Mm-hmm. And Paul George was the leader.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about that part because it's like they were supposed to have been, but it's like it's still the Clippers.
You know why we don't think about it? Because OKC got their lottery pick again this year.
And they got their lottery pick again this year.
That's why we don't think about it. It's still paying off.
Well, I'm saying because the Clippers never got to the finals, too.
At that 12 spot, dog, they going to get a co-appeat. They're gonna get an embarrassment of riches. Can we
Very
not talk
much.
About them?
They might get some ass. They might get out there and go get a little homie who was at UAB and went to Michigan, Yaxel.
Little Yaxel. Come on, man. That's cheating. You can't throw Yaxel in it and allow him to grow in that adult environment.
That's a win.
I mean, I could see him following that far, though.
He actually know how to pop champagne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd be the only one on the damn team because he's older than everybody. Like, he'd be the old head in his rookie contract.
Him and Caruso, you know?
Alex. That's a good point.
You can let go of Lou Dort Divorce Court. They have a team option on him, so he's not necessarily coming back next year.
Now, some of that go get moved around.
That's what I'm saying. With they lottery pick, they got to give up something. They got McCain. They got A.J. Mitchell. They got Carson Wallace. They got Isaiah Joe. They can't keep all of that and get a valuable piece that they ain't going to move from this trade.
And that's why Sam Prince is smart. He's going to say, okay, give me your next 10 first-round picks, and you can have this pick and move out of this draft and keep getting richer.
And this is why A.J. Mitchell gets his shine on, like he's been getting his shine on. Because it's an audition for him, too, whether they keep him or they up his market value and they trade him off elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
That's a good plan to be a part of. You can go there when you're young, compete for a couple titles, get out, go get your max bread. And be the dude.
A.J. Mitchell doing what James Harden should have did.
What James Harden should have did. Same organization. But they didn't, to be fair, they didn't give James Harden the opportunity because they traded him before they let him make his decision.
They traded him because he let Ron Artest just elbow him and get away with it. It's like, man, we need a dog, man.
I'll tell you
one thing. You can't let nobody just elbow you.
We have a crown, though, already, baby. It's basically Oklahoma City and San Antonio. But the problem is we do still have this Minnesota team.
Still got a good Knicks team.
That is a pain in the ass. And you got a Knicks team that's now hitting threes like they freaking billionaires in brothels and scoring like it's going out of style. And they look like they got some swag with Brown. You know what I mean? Like, I have to remember, y'all heard me. What did I say?
About Tibbs and this, that. They just
you need the Tibbs. They ain't even playing defense.
What did I tell you, man?
Shut up, John.
No, I ain't even go that hard.
You should have said.
I'm just like, hey, man, that's got to be on the OGs, man. They old. They ain't no young dudes.
No, they ain't young.
Jalen Brunson and all them hitters. They vets, man. They got that. They got on up on that, and that's what they started doing. They just started playing basketball the way that they know how.
I hope all y'all out there, man, it was a wild day today, man. It's a Monday, but I do know everybody out there. If you're a business owner, every single Monday is a little bit rough one. You make your life a little easier and get in touch with my friends over at EnviroMaster. They're a complete odor protection, disease control. They do so many things from your sani services to your sani guard. They do everything from taking care of your restrooms. I'm just telling you, nobody does it better than EnviroMaster. The owner of their company is Tom Whitley. He told me to give y'all his cell phone. That's how committed he is. He's got over 300 businesses in the Mid-South, but you can call him directly at 901-356-8282 or schedule an appointment at enviro-master.com. For Jay Ham, for Jared, for my man Darian Newsom, I'm John Harden. I hope y'all get out there, make that world a better place, and dadgummit, we're going to see you on the flip side. Peace.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHBQ.